A Canberra corrections officer, former prisoners and some health experts are warning of a looming HIV epidemic in Australia's prisons. It comes as 40% of inmates at a correctional centre in Canberra tested positive to hepatitis C as part of a voluntary testing program undertaken in August. One Canberra corrections officer says there are more dirty needles within the Canberra prison now than ever before. But the union, which represents prison officers, remains strongly against a proposal for a trial prison needle exchange program in Canberra. The ACT government is expected to make a decision about the trial by the end of the year. Adrian Francis reports.
Sterile single-use injecting kits are freely available to drug users in the community, but not inside Australian prisons. This 32-year-old former inmate of Canberra's Alexander McConnachie Prison says she witnessed illicit needles being shared between inmates.
They're just a normal syringe, but they're cut down very short. Yeah, small enough so they can be packaged through. And yeah, but, you know, still big enough so they can be used. I don't know, people hide them in their bodies, you know, like, I suppose their body anywhere.
Her partner is still inside. She's looking forward to his release later this month, but is also concerned for his health and hers.
There's hep C as it is, like, that's very out there. And, you know, soon to be coming up will be AIDS, you know. And once AIDS hits in there, what are they going to do?
Alex Wodak heads the alcohol and drug service based at St Vincent's Hospital in Sydney.
Roughly 25% of the Australian prison population injects drugs in prisons, one in four prisoners.
But some prison officers say the situation is worse in the national capital. Paul Cubitt currently works part-time at the Canberra prison, but he has over a decade of experience in a range of prisons and drug rehabilitation centres around the country.
It's worse at the Alexander McConnachie Centre than any jail I've seen before.
He also heads up a group representing 300 people with law enforcement experience who are calling for an end to all drug prohibition. Dr. Alex Wodak of St Vincent's Hospital says he's concerned about the risk of an HIV explosion in Australia originating in prisons.
Were Australia to have an epidemic of HIV beginning among people who inject drugs, it's almost certain that it would begin in one of our prisons. So we're very exposed to this risk.
Prison needle exchange programs have been operating overseas for over a decade. 10 countries provide inmates with clean needles. Dr. Wodak says it is shameful Australian prisons are lagging behind.
When you look around the world, there haven't been any of the disaster stories that people have been claiming, guaranteeing would happen. The sky hasn't fallen in. There are really no serious negatives that we should be worried about.
The union, which represents more than 10,000 public prison officers, remains strongly opposed to the proposed ACT prison needle exchange trial. The Community and Public Sector Union's National Secretary, Nadine Flood, agrees action must be taken to curb prisoner drug use, but she says it should occur before trialling needle exchange.
They've got a real concern about rehabilitation. They've got a concern about both their own safety, but also the safety of prisoners and also the legality of such programs. So obviously the onus is on ACT government to address those concerns.
Canberra prison officer Paul Cubitt acknowledges he's among a minority of corrections staff who support the proposed trial.
Under a controlled regime, it will actually take those needles that currently exist within a correctional centre out of the environment. Prisoners will be more willing to use a clean item under a level of anonymity, which then protects them and protects staff.
The ACT Chief Minister is expected to make a decision over the proposed prison trial by the end of this year.
Adrian Francis reporting from Canberra.